Horrid Henry tricks the Tooth Fairy.
It's not fair, shrieked Horrid Henry.
He trampled on Dad's new flower bed, squashing the pansies.
It's just not fair.
Moody Margaret had lost two teeth. Sour Susan had lost three. Clever Claire lost two in one day. Rude Ralph had lost four, two top and two bottom, and could spit to the blackboard from his desk. Greedy Graham's teeth were pouring out. Even Weepy William had lost one, and that was ages ago. Every day, someone swaggered into school, showing off a big black toothy gap and waving 50 pence or even a pound that the Tooth Fairy had brought. Everyone, that is, but Henry.
It's not fair, shouted Henry again.
He yanked on his teeth. He pulled. He pushed. He tweaked. And he tugged. They would not budge. His teeth were superglued to his gums.
Why me? Moaned Henry, stomping on the petunias. Why am I the only one who hasn't lost a tooth?
Horrid Henry sat in his fort and scowled. He was sick and tired of other kids flaunting their ugly, wobbly teeth and disgusting holes in their gums. The next person who so much as mentioned the word tooth had better watch out.
Henry, shouted a squeaky little voice. Where are you?
Horrid Henry hid behind the branches.
I know you're in the fort, Henry, said Perfect Peter.
Go away, said Henry.
Look, Henry, said Peter. I've got something wonderful to show you.
Henry scowled.
What?
You have to see it, said Peter.
Peter never had anything good to show. His idea of something wonderful was a new stamp, or a book about plants, or a gold star from his teacher saying how perfect he'd been. Still, Henry crawled out.
This had better be good, he said, or you're in big trouble.
Peter held out his fist and opened it. There was something small and white in Peter's hand. It looked like... No, it couldn't be. Henry stared at Peter. Peter smiled as wide as he could.